Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oi. The boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to FP Presents White Caps, Three Questions. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Well, I know you Whitecaps fans enjoyed it for the time it lasted, being Canada's number one team and, you know, just bossing MLS to start campaign. But a loss comes to all who wait, and it came this past weekend, of course, losing 2-1 to Real Salt Lake up against Portland back home this weekend. It's three questions, Whitecaps. Craig Forrest, Ace Raymond, I'm James Sharman. I guess the feet came back down to ground somewhat on the weekend, Ace, but there were obviously some big absentees in that match, including, of course, the manager, Vanni Sartini, who's now back, Fafa, who played so well the week before, he's out, and Kubus, who I thought was really missed. Out of those three, who do you think was missed the most?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Sharms, just with the way you introduced it. Vanni Sartini, they certainly missed his presence on the touchline. He injects so much energy into this side. And Ryan Gold said after the match they came out flat. I don't think that they come out flat, and they're definitely not allowed to stay flat as long as Vanni Sartini's on the touchline. He injects that pace. He gets the guys going, gets everyone moving. And talking to him this week as well, he kind of mentioned that this is the time that he felt he really could have changed things up and just injected his personality even onto the pitch, which we've seen him do in his time here with the Vancouver Whitecaps. And then Fafa Pico provides that energy up top as well. He can create opportunities, which is something they didn't do a lot of against Real Salt Lake. The offense was definitely lacking. They didn't have enough of the ball. Didn't create many chances. And that's one thing that we've come to know and love about this team is that they are great going forward. But the biggest piece that they were missing was Andre Kubas in the middle of the park, just winning the ball, keeping the ball as well, getting them in possession and not allowing them to kind of get the ball in the middle of the park, the opposition that is, and kind of swing these diagonals. I was watching the goals back, and the second one in particular, Chicho Arango is able to get the ball, turn, lift his head up, look at the back post, swing a diagonal, all that. I was like, there's no way he does any of that if Kubas is on the pitch. It's snuffed out right away. So he's the one that they miss the most, and they don't have a player on the pitch. They don't have a player on the roster that can do what he does. There's no player in the league, in my mind, that can do what he does. He's incredible as a number six for this team, and he's so influential for this team. So they sorely missed him.
There was talk about, you know, quite a bit of talk about how they got away from their tactical setup, their tactical plan coming into the game. That's a little bit surprising, but also I've seen it before, but is that a concern moving forward, playing at home?
I think it. We'll see what happens this week against Portland, because I do think that Kubas plays a big part in that. Pedro Vite then has to play a little differently as well. Like all, he affects the team so much, and the structure and the tactics and what they want to do going forward. Fafapico as well. But when you take that piece out, now Schoff moves into a different spot. Vite as well. The roles are a little bit different, and I think that impacts how they want to build up and then how they want to keep the ball as well. And we're still waiting to see how this partnership works up top with Brian White and Damir Krylak. They were sometimes in the same place at the same time. Mm. I think they play similarly. So we'll see how they start utilizing those two players in particular going forward. And then Gold has looked great throughout the first four games, but still looking for his first goal and assist as well of this season. I think that will come. But there's a few things that they need to get going here in their attack. And is it a concern at home? I think the fans might be starting to get a little bit restless, wanting to see a home win, obviously. But tactics can fall on Vanni Sartini. So we'll see if that changes this week. I think if they continue to struggle this weekend, when, yeah, a rival's coming to town, you have Kubas back, you have Vanni Sartini back on the touchline, then I think there might be some area for concern, or some reason for concern. But we'll just wait and see how this game goes against Portland this weekend.
And they don't want Max Crapo to stand on his head again.
I was doing a call with Portland media, Portland radio station. They asked about Crapo and how he'll be received here in Vancouver. He is not a fan favorite here in Vancouver, just with the way he left for LA, and then now he's in Portland. I imagine that they will boo him every time he touches the ball, every time the ball gets near him.
Well, it stings, Asa. It stings because he won that MLS Cup as well, right? So
yeah,
it hurts right. A bit. It hurts. So he's got the last laugh at the moment.
It's still kind of shrouded in the mystery, isn't it? A little bit, that departure.
Yeah, there is. And I think that's what adds to it as well. I think he obviously wanted to go to an opportunity where he can win a cup, and he ends up doing it in the end. So the right decision for him. But you mentioned it's stinging. It stings for the fans who believe we have something. We're building something here with the Vancouver Whitecaps, and we're seeing it now. Like it's a pretty strong core with Gold, with Kubas, and Crapo would have been part of this as well. So yeah, they're feeling it as well, feeling like he's a piece that really could have been important for them. Now, they liking Yohei Takaoka and everything that he brings as well, obviously, with the current group. But Crapo was their guy, was the Whitecaps guy. And, feel hurt by it, still hurt by it. So there will be boos every time he touches the ball. I guarantee it.
It'd be great to see, though, Vanny back on the sidelines. We discussed before how much we enjoy seeing his antics and see if he's changed, if he's a reformed character or not. But listen, when you think back, though, you know, I know the six games went to four games, which is great. Yeah. But overall, given that, you know, Mike D'Agostino stepped in there to fill the large shoes of Vanny on the sidelines, I would think that the club's pretty happy overall with how they dealt with the absence of their manager.
Yeah, I think it's A grade for just how it was all handled. The preparation going into it, I think that they learned a lot through that process as well, that they'll continue to carry forward now that the suspension is done. But the coaching staff as well, and Vanny talked about this being an opportunity to shine the light on Mike D'Agostino as well, and a person that he really respects and loves as a coach. And Vanny Sartini always talks about his passion really being coaching coaches, and that's one thing that he's been able to do through this process as well. And D'Agostino has done a great job filling in, and the entire coaching staff as well, in preparing for these games and getting the team ready. I think it's been very good in the lead up. The tactics and everything's looked pretty good, but in these games, like the game against RSL, where things aren't going your way, something needs to change. I think that's where Vanny is at his best, that area. And then in the halftime speech, the pregame speech as well, and not taking anything away from Mike D'Agostino, I think he did an excellent job as well. But there's something about that fire that Vanny Sartini brings that really just starts to show itself on the pitch as well. And that's one thing that they were missing, and we'll be happy to have back here in that first game against Portland this weekend.
You might want to stay ready, because you just never know whether Vanny...
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, it's good that you gained this experience, Mike, because you don't know. You'll have to do this again, and you have to do it last year. Picked up a win against the LA Galaxy. So Mike D'Agostino getting some good experience through this whole process.
You should have him running up and down the touchline, warming up with all the bugs.
Yeah, 80th just minute, in case, have him ready.
You might get the call, right? You might get That's the call right. at any time in that game. Yeah, this could be the most important number two in MLS. Right, there's a good chance he's the most. Yeah, I hope he's he should be the second highest paid number two in MLS because he can step in at any time. He's proven he can do the job.
That's right.
You mentioned the home form. 1 point so far at BC Place. It's early, but 6 points on the road was kind of the opposite to how many people predicted this thing to kind of happen, given recent seasons. Why is there a reason for this home hangover?
I asked that exact question to a few of the players, but Ranko Veselinovic in particular, and I love Ranko, just gives an honest answer, looks you in the eye and says, I'm not really sure, but we don't come out. We're not as aggressive. We need to be more aggressive at home, dictate play. So says all the right things and knows that the things need to be better at home, and really owns the fact that a lot of people are showing up to these games as well. The attendance numbers have been great, more than 22,000 for the first two games. So yeah, that's been excellent. So the fans are showing up and looking to watch a great performance, and it's been anything but, because they came out flat, I think, against Charlotte. They managed to pick up the 1-1 draw, but that wasn't to their standards, and then came out flat again against Real Salt Lake. So something is lacking, and maybe it's Vanni Sartini getting the home fans and getting the team going as well. So maybe it all comes back to Vanni Sartini. We'll see, but that is something that they need to figure out here pretty quick. They've got three more home games on this four-game homestand, so they've got a few tries at it. I need to figure it out, and this is a great opportunity against a Portland side that's really struggling to find their feet early in the season.
It's really a mindset thing. I've gone through that where sometimes you're more comfortable playing away. You know, when the other teams, you know, they have to take the initiative, you're expecting them to come at you. You can counter right. really well and get at them when you want to. The pressure's not quite on as it is at home because you're under pressure, and that's going to mount. If they don't pick up 3 points against Portland, they got another two home games coming up. So they really want to take advantage. And with these good support they've been getting, they really need the 3 points.
Well, that's a good point, Craig, because that was kind of the issue before. Sorry, James, just the road win, and it became an issue, right? Because then you're asked about it every week. When are you going to win on the road? What's the difference between playing at home on the road? It's the exact opposite this year, and you're right. It becomes a mindset. It has to be something that they start to think about until things change. So, they need to find a way to fix it quickly here, because it hasn't been good enough at home, but they're aware of it as well.
Are the fans looking beyond this weekend and looking ahead to Toronto, at Vancouver next week? I mean, that to me, it's got something to it, that game, suddenly. Yeah. More than it has the last couple of years.
I was just going to say, yeah, more than in recent years, I think that rivalry is getting a little bit richer. And just getting texts from people in Toronto asking about the Vancouver Whitecaps. And I think years past just never would have come up. It was someone who made a reference about the Whitecaps having a leadership group and potentially copying Herdman and his leadership group. And I had to tell him, I was like, they've always had a leadership group, but it's cool that they're on your radar now. Like,
John Herdman invented it. So he invented it. We all know that.
Exactly. That sort of stuff. I'm like, this is good though. This is good for the rivalry, but I don't think they're looking ahead just yet, because there's a rich rivalry as well between the Vancouver Whitecaps and Portland Timbers, and the Cascadia Cup thing is a big deal. Vanni Sartini has said this as well over the past few years, that they are prioritizing this. Any sort of cup competition, any time that they can pick up some hardware is important to them, because I think for them it means that they know what it takes to win a cup, even if it's this Cascadia Cup thing. And another added incentive to this is he's always believed that if they win the Cascadia Cup, there's a good chance they're making the playoffs, because they're taking out rivals in the conference and two other teams that have been pretty good in the Western Conference as well. So that's again, a priority for them is to actually beat these teams in Portland and Seattle.
What do you think Herdman's? That's kind of an interesting one with Toronto, because Vancouver really wants to hate Toronto. And I get it. But then you got a guy that, well, there's a lot of football soccer fans there that are going to Whitecap games who have been there to support the women's team. They've been there to support our men's national team and supported and cheered for John Herdman at the World Cup. And now all of a sudden it's like, hold on a minute. This is going to add a little bit of extra something to that.
His family's out there still, right, as well, I believe, aren't they? I think
that's right.
Where he was living.
That's right. Yeah. Definitely connected here. But I think not like a really big exit, I guess, from any close Canadian tie or Vancouver tie here. But you're right. Supported him a lot. And I think always have a soft spot for him. But he's in enemy territory now, similar to, I guess, Kripo or anybody who's on the opposition. Not going to get, I don't know, maybe get like a bit of an endorsement, but the second things turn, if anything, they'll get on him. And I love to see it, right? That's what you want to see from the home fans. No one's safe.
Sure. Well, it's too bad that Richie's not playing, right, in that one, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that would be,
that'd be interesting as well. Now, listen, we'll worry about that match next week, but I'm, like I said, getting kind of pumped about that already, which is great for Canadian football, I think, that I'm getting these kind of feelings, which means many other people are getting these kind of feelings. It's a good thing. You mentioned BC Place, right, in 22,000 the last couple of games. Yeah. It was great. Forgive my ignorance here, and Whitecaps fans will hammer me for not knowing a thing about Vancouver and the Whitecaps, but what is the long-term plan for Whitecaps and their stadium? Is it to stay there? Is it one day to build a specific football stadium? What is it?
Well, interesting you ask. I have the plan right here. No, I have no idea the long-term plan for the venue. I know that they've looked into other stadium options in the past, but for the time being, yeah, they're tenants at BC Place, pretty happy with the way things have gone for the most parts over the last few years. But the fan experience could be a lot better. I will say that. Recently reminded of the Empire Field, the Empire Stadium, that was set up here on a temporary basis as they were renovating for the Olympics. And that place was amazing. And it was just a temporary metal stand set up here at the same venue of the old Empire Stadium. But you had people squished in for that first game, Vancouver Whitecaps, first MLS game, Vancouver Whitecaps against TFC. It was a big, big win for the home side, 4-2 win for the Whitecaps over TFC. And the pictures from that are just incredible. You see the mountains in the backdrop, people just crammed into the place, stomping on the stand. So there is an element, I think, that's lacking in just the fan experience at BC Place. So something like that would be great. But at the time, for the time being, it is a nice venue with the renovations they've had and can fill that place up, especially with these big games coming up with Messi coming into town. So those will be great moments, obviously, for the Whitecaps. But yeah, it'd be nice to see them in a nice intimate venue as well.
When teams are winning, saw this with West Ham United when they moved from Upton Park. And Upton Park was a special place. And when they went to Olympic Stadium, London Stadium, it's completely different, as football fans know. And they lost something by going there. But when they started winning, that place is absolutely on fire. So, you know, playing well and getting results and winning is the best way to get any stadium going.
You play at BC Place, Craig. How many times do you know? Do you remember?
Not that many. Many times. No.
Yeah, what do you make of the atmosphere there? Because that is the one thing that I find interesting at BC Place for the fan experience. The way it just in the era is kind of built out the stadium. It's not like the stadiums now where the fans are right on top of you. Do you feel a difference then when you're there?
You do. Like LA too, compared to like LAFC type thing where they're right on top of you. Yeah. I mean, it all depends on the fans too and whether you really – truly feel like they're hostile or not, you know. And we, you know, in England, that there are certain places you're going that, you know, if you're going to Leeds, at one end there is going to be really hostile. The Kop at Liverpool tended not to be really that hostile because they generally were very good and they're lambs to the slaughter. So they're quite kind to you for the most part, like
patronizing more.
Exactly.
Oh, bless. Look at him.
Yeah. But it all depends. If you went to Millwall, then you knew you were going to get it. And, you know, and if you went to Fulham, you weren't going to get much at all. You get the odd one. But those guys are just like, what are you talking about? You're on y'all work in the city making millions.
I love the Craven Cottage, though. It's a lovely stadium.
Oh, isn't it? It's just beautiful. Incredible. Yeah.
Old school. So you can taste the history. I mean, there's it's an old stadium, but there isn't that much history per se, but this is where it is in the banks of the River Thames. It's a lovely place.
And I think too, I think it's nice when you've got stadiums that are different, you know, and, you know, when you look at London alone, you just go, a kilometer and a half to Stamford Bridge. And then that's completely different again. And look where they're playing at Arsenal are playing. And that's massive stadium, West Ham, massive stadium, completely different again. Right. Brentford, you know, different,
You know, it's really, really neat. And I think when you look at North American scores, certainly indoor ones in hockey, basketball, when they played at the Boston Gardens, you knew it was a Boston Gardens.
Yeah, maybe you
knew,
for sure.
You know, yeah. Pacific yeah. Coliseum, you knew.
Yeah.
You know,
now they're just these generic, sanitized, they're beautiful. And there's lots of marble and fountains and stuff. But I like a little stench in my stomach.
Yeah, you need it.
You know, a little pinch of urine. You have a little urine in there. You know, it's now we're talking. Yeah. Now
that was like the old Empire Stadium. That was a urine pit.
Yeah, there you go.
Urine pit.
They have the trough set up? Do they have the old trough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The trough should be brought back, I think. I remember Maple Leaf Gardens at the trough.
For nostalgia?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you can squeeze more people in there as well.
Right. Wooden seats. Right. The white caps used to have to come with your cushion that they would give you at the start of the season. And everybody would bring their cushion and sit on it.
Yeah.
It was in English football and other football around the world, you get in the terraces, you used to buy the program so you could roll it up and then piss down it where you're standing in the terraces.
Because so you didn't pee on the guy in front of you.
Right, that's leaving a spot. So that's real sport right there.
Yeah, exactly.
They did a study in England back when all this hooliganism was out of control and they're trying to figure out what it is and what is it? Is it cultural or is it the aroma of urine? And they were like wondering whether it was making all these young men go nuts because it was urine. It's like, no, they're just freaking out of control.
Yeah, they're just hammered and high on coke.
Yeah.
That's what the reason is.
No, it's just
good times.
Good times. Good times.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and OneSoccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
You mentioned Ryan Gold before. No goals in the season, no assists so far. Although I thought he looked pretty good on the weekend.
He does.
Is there anything wrong with him at all?
No. He's rolling. Vanni Totini did mention that, you know, sometimes he's playing a little bit deeper role, so maybe he's not as high up the park. But he had the hockey assist, if you will, in the Krylak goal, where he was influential in the build-up and passed it to Brian White, who fed Krylak. So he's involved in the attack. I think it's much of the same that we've seen from him. He's always going, doesn't come off the pitch and always plays at that same energy. It's just hasn't come yet, the goal or the assist. And Ali Ahmed made a good point about it as well when I talked to him about this, like how they can get Ryan Gold going a little bit. He's like, honestly, good problem to have because we've had seven different scores. We're still scoring. We're still great going forward. And our key talisman, our main contributor to the attack, isn't on the score sheet yet. So once he starts taking on, you know, the floodgates should open. They should continue to score and still be a big threat going forward. It's a really good point. And I think it's great that they're getting everybody involved in the attack right now. And once Gold gets going, you could see some multi-goal games, some big performances, and hopefully at home with these next three games here at BC Place.
By the way, I thought he was great in the press conference. I mean, he really gives an honest assessment about how he doesn't sugarcoat anything. Very honest and is that as analytics and or analyzing of that. I'll figure that word out in a second. Is very, very
I wouldn't even try it. Really.
You know what I mean.
Analysis, maybe.
There you go.
It's analysis.
Have you on.
You're overcomplicating it.
I'm down.
Analysis.
He's very good, open and honest and really transparent. I was chatting with him about that, which is a tough question to ask. You know, you haven't scored, you don't have an assist. Going into this game, are you frustrated at all? And he was just a quick, like, no, not frustrated. Look, everybody's scoring. Everyone's doing well. That's what they want.
Not honest.
The end of the day. Get the win. So He's happy with the attack and where things are, how things are going right now. And then, to be fair as well, he's kind of their guy from the penalty spot. Haven't had that opportunity yet, so I think that that's still to come. So he'll get his goals and assists. The key is obviously winning. So he's a great captain as well. I think he's doing a great job with that in a full-time role. Just, I guess, having the title as well as captain. So he was acting captain a lot last year with Russell Tybert being the main captain, but on the pitch, it was generally a Ryan Gold. But now having the title, like you said, addressing the media a lot more, and he's doing a fine job of that.
And, you know, it's a team thing, too. And if your supporting cast is also not, you know, playing great around you, too, it makes things very, very difficult for strikers, you know, to get opportunities and chances. And so the whole thing has to come together at once. And when it does, he'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree.
How close is Ali to starting a match, do you think? It'll be pretty close now, isn't it?
I think he's going to start this weekend. So he's also fasting through Ramadan. So that played into the decision, to my understanding, last weekend with it being an earlier start. So this one being a later start, he'll be able to break his fast, I believe, just before kickoff. So they feel a lot better just about his energy levels and his ability to contribute in a game with a later start time like this one against Portland at home. So I anticipate him being available and probably starting in this game against Portland at home.
How much time will he have before the game, though? I mean, that's pretty tight, isn't it?
Yeah, depending on Sanem, but I think that he'll at least have something in his body. Yeah. And Vanny kind of talked about this as well in speaking to the nutritionist that, you know, just that midday game is really tough, which is just the energy levels. So not a doctor. I don't know the science behind it, but
I'd be hangry.
This is what I'm being told. Yeah, I think hangry is the technical term. You're exactly right.
I'll be furious.
Get a red card. Just so mad.
Just go kick somebody. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Well, that's been three questions, Whitecap. So anything else you want to add, guys, before we move on?
Yeah, it was great. Good talk. Yeah. Lots of fun. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Next week should be fun when we talk about the get set for TFC. For those Whitecaps fans who want the download on TFC, we have three questions up and available on the Footy Prime Network. I know how much you Whitecaps love hearing about TFC. So
next week's show, is that like a 3-hour special? Is this?
It might be, yeah. We should take Colin and see if we could do that, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get a special guest for that one for sure.
Actually, well, we may have a guest, actually, right? We're working on a guest next week. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, fellas. That's Asa Raymond. That's Craig Forrest and James Sharman. Don't forget, as mentioned, three questions for Whitecaps, for Montreal, and for TFC. And we also spoke to Kaelin Kyle of Apple TV today on MLS Box to Box. So lots to listen to before Saturday's match. Until then, cheers for listening.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Bett. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @Footy_Prime and on Instagram at @FootyPrimeIG. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Thanks, great job. That's great.
Thanks, boys. That was good.
Nice.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.